Volcanic, may I help you?
Hi, is Clarence available?
No, can I get a message?
Sure, thank you. Let me know when you're ready. Okay, my name is, my name is Julian. It's J-U-L-I-A-N.
Okay.
I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff is spelled C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F as in Frank Frank.
Okay.
My direct line here is 858-779-0931.
Okay.
And my call is regarding business financing, specifically equipment and capital. Do you expect Clarence back in today?
It'll be late. He's on the job site.
Okay. So he usually comes back in like the afternoon or something?
It'll probably be at least 5 or 6 o'clock this evening.
Okay, gotcha. Is there a good email I can just... Sorry, go ahead.
C-A-R-D-I-S-S or F-F?
F-F, as in Frank Frank.
That's what I thought you said.
F's and S's sound almost the same on the phone. It's hard to tell.
Yeah, I know.
Does Clarence have a good email I can reach him at?
He doesn't.
Okay. No. He's old school.
Yeah, very.
No problem. Maybe I'll just try back later in the day or perhaps tomorrow or something. You know what, though? Does he have, like, a CFO or a controller, somebody that handles any of the decision-making, like, financial processes?
No, not really. He just pretty much does it all.
He pretty much does it all? All right. Not a problem. Yeah, if you don't mind, just leave my information with him, and I'll maybe try following up this evening if I can, or maybe another day. Do you know by chance if Clarence is looking to bring on any new equipment at this point in time? I kind of help businesses bring on new equipment, whether it's machinery or trucks, anything like that. Are there any talks about that?
No, not really at this time.
Yeah. Is there a certain time of year where you guys look to either, like, replace old equipment or look at possibly bringing on new equipment, like maybe around tax season or something?
No, not really. If he comes across a good deal, he might do it. But and we replaced some trucks here a while back. But other than that, right at the moment, he's not got anything going.
Nice. So more of just a as-needed basis, kind of?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, maybe there's something else we can help him with, like down the line, like working capital, for example, if he has any big projects coming up that he needs to pay for a bunch of materials or pay for employees or whatever. And I know how it is. You don't always get paid until the end of the project or the end of the job
That's
is
right.
done. So yeah, we kind of help businesses with different things like that. So yeah, like I said, if you don't mind, just pass the message along and maybe I'll follow up in a couple days or something.
Okay.
And what is your name again?
Dorothy.
Is there anything you guys specialize in, by the way, or is it just pretty broad, like excavating or?
Our main deal right now is mining and excavating, mining and delivering rock.
Okay. Mining, excavating, delivering rock.
Anything you can do with heavy equipment or whatever, but
yeah,
our main deal right now is mining and
I know that.
And delivering the rock.
Gotcha. I know that equipment is super expensive too. So if he can find a good deal, I know he'll probably jump on it. But yeah, we like I said, we just help with the financing side of that stuff. So, anyway, Dorothy, I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Hey,
bye-bye.
And thank you for not hanging up when I said he wasn't here.
Oh, no problem. No, my goal is to build relationships. So, because
yeah.
I'm sure you know.
When I say no, he's not here, and they just hang up on me.
Oh, really?
Upsets me, yes.
Oh, well, thank you for not hanging up on me as well.
Well, my deal is, to me, it's courtesy. You talk, and when you hang up, it's usually thank you, appreciate your time, But there are so many now that if they don't get what they want when they call, they just hang up.
They just hang right up. Oh, that's so rude.
And it me, that's it. It's very rude.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with people
these
days.
I've tried to call back and never could get them.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with the people these days, but yeah, are you guys pretty busy for the summer? Is it like a seasonal thing, or is it kind of busy year round?
Pretty much year round, huh?
Gotcha. Well, that's good.
We deliver road material for the state of Texas and the counties and different things, and so each season's a different type of material. So.
Oh, okay. So it kind of changes as the year goes. How long have you guys been in business for, by the way?
The company actually started back in the early 70s.
Wow. Did Clarence founded the company, or was it somebody else?
Yeah, him and his dad. His dad has been in the business his whole life.
Wow.
And, when he graduated high school, he was already a partner with his dad. So.
Gotcha.
And he's been in the business. His dad passed away in 02.
Gotcha.
At 92, almost 93 years of age. So.
Wow. He lived a long time. That's great.
And you said old school. That's the way his daddy worked, was out of his pocket.
Everything
was in the head.
That's the smartest way to do it.
That's the way he learned to do it. So.
Yeah.
It don't help when it comes to keeping the paperwork right, though.
Yeah, I guess we all have strengths and weaknesses, right? So.
He does wonderful. It's amazing.
It sounds like you guys got a good thing going over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Dorothy. Again, I appreciate your time, and maybe we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.